Micah guy just needs his foot in the door to show what he can do. The grade 11 Nanter Shores Secondary School student plans to eventually have a career in the Canadian Armed Forces. But until then, he'd like to gain some valuable experience, do something he enjoys and make a little cash. I'm just here to see what's available for our age, Guy said. He was accompanied by friends and fellow students to the 13th Innisfil Job Fair, hosted by Agilic Innisfil and the town of Innisfil, at the YMCA of Simcoe, Muskoka Gymnasium in the Innisfil Recreational Complex on Wednesday. Admission was free, giving participants ample reason to saunter in and find either their first or next career path. Hundreds of prospective employees attended and there were more than 25 employers on hand, ranging from Empower Simcoe to logistic automation company Weetron's East Gwillimbury facility, looking to fill casual, part-time and full-time positions. Whether the goal was to become a hospitality server, chef, cashier, personal support worker, nurse, equipment operator or a landscape or general laborer, there were plenty of options available. This event is held annually in the spring due to the increased demand for seasonal employment, Agilic employer liaison Mary Ellen O'Neill Mattely said. When it comes to employers, they're still looking for those employees who are hardworking, she said. They are trying to find ones who want to show up, they're still struggling with that. With regard to job seekers, many are looking for a company to grow with. It's a good match when you're bringing them together in one place. According to Statistics Canada, the country's unemployment rate was 5.8% in February, increasing by 0.1% from January. Ontario's rate hit 6.5%, while the Barrie Census metropolitan area climbed to 7.4%. Many employers throughout the region need manual laborers and engineers, while local sectors like retail and construction have plenty of openings, O'Neill Mattely said. While some employers held on-site interviews, others used the job fair, in part, to raise the profile of their budding companies. Kevin Brunn is a field manager for Mosquito Man, which opened a branch in Innisfil 3 years ago. It's a growing enterprise with plenty of opportunities for eager technicians. It's our first time here, it's been amazing, he said. All the other vendors were awesome and very helpful. We had tons of resumes come through, I wasn't expecting this much. This is a thing we're going to come to every year. People are just looking for a good place where they can just be themselves and work remotely. We don't like to treat people like a number. I didn't think you'd make as much money in this career as you could. O'Neill Mattely also offered advice to anyone who didn't get to the job fair, but is still looking for new employment. Take a peek at an employer's website. Many have sections with available jobs postings. Follow the employer's instructions for submitting a resume, paying attention to whether they want an in-person or email submission. Dress for success. Show up looking like you want the job, and be prepared to answer questions on the spot. Make the effort. When you see a job fair, attend, and bring hard copies of your resume. Know what you want. If happiness is the goal, target a field you think you'll really enjoy. Or, if you plan to work for a specific company, be willing to accept a variety of positions to get a foot in the door. For more on the employment services offered by Agilic, visit agilic.ca.